Good morning, KSL News Time is 8 o'clock. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story this hour.
The Salt Lake City Council spent several hours last evening discussing plans to transform part of downtown into a sports and entertainment district.
KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston begins our live team coverage, Downtown Revitalization. Peter?
Amanda, Salt Lake City Mayor Erin Mendenhall laid the red carpet out for this project.
I am thrilled that we are sitting here with the key on the table to unlock the revitalization of our entire downtown core.
The Smith Entertainment Group says the economic impact is going to be big, saying just the NBA All-Star Weekend last year brought in $294 million. But group representative Mike Mons says if it's just a state-of-the-art stadium by itself,
and nothing else in downtown changed, we would not do it.
The group says they expect to pump $3 billion into this project, and they want the Salt Lake City Council to raise sales taxes for 30 years to help. Reporting live from the Delta Center, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
Can you imagine what a night would be like with NHL hockey on one end of this area and NBA basketball at the other?
Too awesome.
Yeah, the proposed downtown revitalization plan has the full attention of those who run Salt Lake City's Japantown. KSL-TV's Lauren Steinbrecher continues our team coverage. She spoke with Roland Yoshinaga, who attended last night's meeting. He wants to make sure Japantown leaders are part of the planning conversations going forward.
For Japantown advocates at the meeting, the message seemed positive. Roland hopes the plan will include businesses on this street, not just the backside of them, with architectural elements that can enhance and revive Salt Lake City's Japantown.
Executive Director of the Downtown Alliance, D. Brewer, told us last hour that he feels confident Japantown won't be left behind.
I heard commitments from the mayors. I heard commitments from council in particular about Japantown and the Japanese community being represented in what we create downtown.
Utah's hockey team is looking to add to the excitement in the downtown area in their first season in the state, and they have high hopes of getting better in this year's NHL draft. KSL News Radio's Adam Small continues our live team coverage, Downtown Revitalization. Adam?
Amanda, Utah's NHL team already has a lot of young talent, but they've got likely more on the way. They've been awarded the sixth pick in this year's NHL draft. Utah's team general manager Bill Armstrong spoke to reporters after landing that pick in last night's NHL draft lottery.
There's some good defensive talent. There's some good offensive players that are there. I like this year's draft, and I know our scouts are excited about where we're picking and the opportunity to pick some of that talent.
Utah also has 3 second-round picks and 13 total picks in this year's draft, which is more than any other team in the league. The 2024 NHL draft is June 28th and 29th in Las Vegas. Live at the Delta Center, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
You can count on us to closely follow all the developments surrounding the plans to revitalize downtown, both on the radio and on our website at kslnewsradio.com.
KSL's top national stories now. The Biden administration is halting a weapon shipment to Israel. Here is ABC's M. Nguyen.
Hamas and Israeli negotiators are in Egypt for more ceasefire talks. Hamas says it will oppose any ceasefire hostage deal as long as Israel's operation in Rafah continues. Israel says the operation in Rafah is necessary to eliminate Hamas's militants hiding in that city.
More than 1 million people have sought shelter in Rafah during the war.
Now the latest in our coverage. In the line of duty, the funeral of Santaquin Police Sergeant Bill Hoosier will take place on Monday morning at Utah Valley University, and a foundation that gives out scholarships in the name of fallen officers spent time remembering Hoosier as they named 3 new scholarship recipients.
My father worked alongside Cody Brotherson, who passed away in 2016.
My kids have known about Cody I'm tearing up right now, you know, thinking about it.
Recipient Sienna Wyckoff and her father, Officer Justin Wyckoff, spoke with KSL-TV. The foundation also recently wrote a $25,000 check to the family of Police Sergeant Bill Hoosier.
First look traffic now takes us back over to you, Andy.
Amanda, we've got delays in a few spots on the freeways right now, including I-15 at Draper. We got some in Murray. Southbound's actually got a few slow stretches between 215 and North Temple, almost to the I-80 turnoff in Salt Lake City. And it's still pretty heavy coming out of Ogden on I-15 between 31st Street down to about the Roy exit. Cleanup of the crash looks almost gone from 3500 West and 5600 South in Roy as well. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
The Utah State Auditor is being flooded with complaints since the implementation of House Bill 257, the law that dictates which bathroom a person can use. KSL News Radio's Heather Peterson has more.
State Auditor John Dougal says they've had about 10,000 complaints since the law was implemented on May 1st, but those complaints have been more about political opinions or specific people they want investigated. Dougal emphasized the state auditor's office is not a bathroom monitor and they don't look into people who are not using the right bathroom. His job is simply to make sure local and state buildings are in compliance.
Dougal says they have yet to receive even one legitimate claim since opening the online reporting form to the public.
The owners of an ice cream shop in Taylorsville are assessing the damage after a car drove into their building last night. Police say the driver accidentally hit the gas instead of the brake.
Don't think that's what they meant by drive-through.
No one was injured. That's the good news.
Yeah, luckily. West Jordan City ready to start building a new community and arts center after multiple false starts and two groundbreaking events.
The Cultural Arts Society of West Jordan welcomes the center, having to utilize venues in Taylorsville and Midvale for their plays over the past few years.
There are so many amazing, talented people as residents in the city.
That was Rachel O'Crawley with the society, who told me local artists will display their pieces inside. Marie Majors, public information manager with West Jordan, expressed the excitement they have to be able to bring the community together, a project 7 years in the making.
We're really excited about this because West Jordan's been needing an art center for quite some time.
They plan to complete the center by this time next year. Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.